Mentorship is a critical part of life for people in prison, and it helps the incarcerated provide support to one another. Danville Correctional Center has led Illinois in encouraging those kinds of relationships with formal group classes. The curricula range from conflict resolution to parenting to budgeting for life after prison. As part of a series on prison education, IPM's Emily Hayes spoke with three men there about how the program is going.
I'm Larry McCaskill. I've been a part of the program since 2018.
Being in these groups where you hear yourself say these things that you don't say out loud, right? These harsh realities, these black and white absolutes that you think make sense, right? And then you hear other people's truths. And more than anything, I started to understand how unhappy I was because my life was, it felt like I had no agency, no power. Like everything was already preordained. If you do this, I have to say this. I have to do this, right? And I had no choice. And so for me, the beginning experiences were liberating because it was like, wait. I have cornered myself off in life where there are entire regions of my personality I have never tapped into. Anyone who knows me, like, I am like comic book reading, anime watching, Marvel obsessed nerd. And I thought I was this hardcore, fully committed to like this one life. And so when you come to a place like Danville and there's so much movement and you come to the building block and there's so many personalities and there's so many different things to experience, right? So many different perspectives. You start meeting the people who love comic books just as much as you're going to love comic books. The people who play Magic the Gathering and you're like, wait, I actually like this game, right? There's a softness that starts to settle in.
Robert Mueller, everybody calls me Bob. I'm part of the New Life program, which everybody keeps referring to as the reentry program. So we deal with the guys that are just about ready to go home. We also have a life, it's called the Life 2.0 simulation. It's a game, but it's really a financial responsibility simulation. So guys get a job on the wing. They might be the shoe store, they might be the gas station, they might be the grocery store, they might be the car salesman. And they actually sell cards that are the actual products. So shoes, you get a picture of shoes with a price on it. So for that job, you get paid a wage. You start out with a $15 an hour wage, and then that allows you then to pay your bills. So you have to have a place to live, you have to have a good car, you got to get your driver's license. We had one of our coaches went home, and he did contact one of our guys that was still here, one of his friends that was another coach. He said, I didn't really appreciate at the time how much the simulation was helping me. And when I went home and now I have to pay my bills every month, if I didn't have that, he had been gone for 25, 26 years, something like that. And he would not have had the discipline. He goes, I would have forgotten about paying. As an educator, the biggest thing that you have to do is find out whether what you're doing is working. And we don't know right now. I mean, we think we're doing a good job. Guys like our program, seem to like our program, and when they leave, they're appreciative of the work that's been put in. But we don't have any concrete evidence the way we would like to.
Myself, I'm a coach on the reentry wing. I'm Antonio Jones. I have a group, parenting group, where I'll be going through parenting strategies and techniques and self-improvement and self-awareness techniques with a cognitive behavioral therapy approach as well as a trauma-informed approach. I had hidden resentment toward my father that I didn't realize prior to me actually engaging in his fatherhood course. Like, my father was very abusive and he was addicted to drugs from my infancy on up until my incarceration. And he actually passed away since I've been gone, so that makes it more a much more deeper conflict for me. There were several times when myself, I reached out for help to my educational providers and guidance counselors. I suffered abuse as a child and neglect, and I told literally to them, and my voice wasn't heard. And I believe if children reach out to you for help, you should reach back. And had they done that, it would have probably been a different trajectory for my life. I have a son that I don't know. I've never really met him since he was an infant, so that's something that's very difficult for me to grapple with and to come to terms with and to prepare myself to be able to re-enter society and hopefully reconnect with him, because something that I advocate to every guy in my group specifically is that just because you're incarcerated, your role as a father doesn't stop.
That was Larry McCaskill, Robert Mueller, and Antonio Jones talking with IPM's Emily Hayes. They've been in prison for around 2 decades for murder or sexual assault.